Going to be doing the Metta Bhavana practice, the most familiar to you of all Brahmaviharas, no doubt. Just want to say a little bit about it before we go into it. Just trying to not get too caught up in doing the practice. The sort of sense with Bhavana practices can be a bit that, you know, we have to be doing them. And I think that it can really help to just open, relax, let go. It's not your metta, in a sense, you know, you're not doing the practice, you're creating the conditions for the metta to flow. The metta's there, it's just opening to it. Just creating the conditions for it to flow. I was interested in something Subhuti said, which I heard via Vadranatha, that metta isn't an experience in particular. It isn't any special type of experience. Rather, it's a way of relating to all our experience. So just bearing that in mind, you know, sometimes we can have this idea about what metta should be. And when I talked, I think on Saturday, about really trying in my daily, everyday life to cultivate this attitude of just turning towards, it sort of feels like the more that we can do that, turn towards just with openness and interest, metta is there. It's creating the conditions for its arising. So just having a sense in the practice of keeping it real, being very much with your experience, whatever it is. But, yeah, that sense of relaxing, letting go. It's an interesting dynamic between sort of the relaxing, letting go and putting in skillful effort. I think it's something that, you know, you need to really experiment with. We probably are experimenting with all the time. What is more skillful effort? And I think that the whole thing of our conscious intention comes into play here. For me, you know, if I'm going to do one of the Brahmaviharas, my conscious intention sort of feels almost like it's like the sun that I'm sitting in. So I'm very aware of it. Even if I can't directly feel the warmth of it or whatever, it's there. So it's there as a sort of draw, something that's drawing me towards it. And if I can then be with my experience and relax, let go, open, somehow or other, I feel I'm drawn towards it. Quite magically, there's these lovely lines from Rumi which says, "Let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love."